Om Ajnanati Madanasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
Who would teach people piano. And if you didn't know anything about piano, he would charge you, I think, $5 an hour or something. But if someone had already been playing piano for some time, he would charge them maybe $10 an hour. More money. I asked one day, why are you charging more? He said, because I have to unteach them. Because they think they know. And this is our problem in the world today. And even our difficulty as devotees. We think we know what love is. And very quickly we like to run and jump to some higher topic. But Srila Prabhupada, he warned the devotees that we shouldn't jump like that. He didn't want the devotees to try to prematurely go to higher subject matters. At the same time, there's a strict instruction from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati that he gave at Radhakund one year in one lecture. He said, now is the time that we should understand something about these higher topics, about Radha and Krishna. He said, you've been chanting Hare Krishna, some of you, for 10, 15 years, and you should know what some of these subjects are. He said, I know that you're not yet ready, but I have to say something about it. He said, it's not enough to have anartha nibritti as our goal, just a cessation of material desires. Rather, we should have artha prabritti. We want to have some definite thing that we want. He said, if you only pursue anartha nibritti, you may become an impersonalist, a Mayavadi. So we should understand something about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. It's a very important thing. So I'd like to sing a few verses with you today from a book which was composed here in Jagannath Puri, not very far from where we're sitting now, from a great devotee whose name was Jagadananda Pandit. And his book is called Prema Vivarta. And in the 16th chapter, he speaks about love. So, I'll sing these Bengali verses by myself. And since I don't think too many of you are Bengali scholars, then we can chant Hare Krishna response. Hare Hare Piriti 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 bole piriti bujila ke bolo. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Piriti bujila. Jejana piriti bujiti pare. Praja Gopi Hoya Se. He says that piriti, piriti, piriti boli. Everybody's running around and talking about love, isn't it? That's what everybody does. That's the number one way to make money. And people say, we want love and not war. But there's a big problem. The problem is, you don't know what love is. We generally think of love in three different categories. Stula Deha, Sukshma Deha, and Jiva Doya, Jiva Deha. The Sukshma, Stula Deha means the gross physical body. And someone sees a girl who's like this and they say, oh, hey, baby, I love you, honey. But what do they really love? It's a little crude. Don't mind me saying, but it's their mentality. You ask him, what do you love? Well, I love the way the sun shines on her hair. That's nice. Okay. So I'll give you a little tip amongst the gentlemen here. You can save yourself a lot of money on chocolate and movies and things. Just buy a wig and you can hang it in the window and the sun shines through and you can, and they'll say, no, it's the touch of her skin. Okay. Here's another tip for a money-saving person. Take her to the beach on a hot day, and she gets a sunburn, and then when the skin peels off later on, you can collect it in a plastic bag. And then whenever you miss your sweetheart, you can rub it. And that's a little disgusting, isn't it? So this is like stula deha priti, or the affection that someone has for a material body. It's 1/16 of an inch deep. That's how thick the skin is. And it's never satisfying. The Bhagavatam describes what is real love. Real love has two qualities. It's ahoitaki and apratiyata. It has no motivation and it never stops. But stula deha priti, it always stops. If that beautiful girl, someone throws acid in her face, or she has too few mini pizzas and ice cream and she becomes kind of round, then we have a garbage culture. He gets rid of her and looks for some newer model, like you buy a new cell phone, right? So that's very low class. Higher than that is sukshma deha priti, the subtle mind. We both like to play chess. We both like the same kind of music. But there's also problems with that, because maybe she decides after a while, I don't like to play chess anymore. Now I like punk rock music, and that's my thing. And you don't like that. And so then your affection breaks. It's hoitaki, and it's pratiyata. It has a motivation. The motivation is, I want something from this person. Therefore, it's not yayatma supersedity. It's not satisfying to the heart. And it has an end to it, even if it's amongst a subtle kind of love. It's only atma priti, or the love of the soul, that's a yayatma supersedity, that fully satisfies the self, because it's ahotiki and apratiyata. It has no selfish motivation. There's no exploitation, desiring. You really care about the person, as a soul. And it's apratiyata. It never ends. In the... it's not coming to my mind. So Jagadananda Pandit, he says, piditi, 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 bole. So many people are speaking love, love, love. He says, but piditi bujilake. What is that love? Who really understands that love? Jejana puditi, piditi, bujite pari, braja gopi hoyase. It's the gopis of Braj. They understand love. And this is what our movement is all about. Our movement is all about the gopis of Braj. And even in Back to Godhead magazine, you may say, I don't know if gopis are bona fide, if we want to have that. But Srila Prabhupada is there in the BTG manual. They were discussing with Prabhupada, should we write about Radha Krishna and the gopis? And Prabhupada said, better not. Common people won't understand. And then Prabhupada amended that comment. And he said, but don't boycott the gopis. So we shouldn't boycott the gopis. Our movement is all about the gopis. And we may not be qualified to go down that road. We don't prematurely try to imitate something. But when something naturally comes to the heart, then we act upon that. But we do want to know what direction we want to go. We want to understand what is the difference between a Gaudiya Vaishnav and a Madhva Vaishnav, or a Ramanuja Vaishnav. They also worship Vishnu. Sometimes they worship Krishna. Sometimes even they worship Radha Krishna. What is the difference between us and them? And the difference, of course, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It's a very, very deep, esoteric subject. In the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, when Krishna disappeared from the Rasalila, as we were mentioning earlier, the gopis became a little unhappy. The gopis, although they're very humble by nature, at the same time, they know. They want to please Krishna in the best way. And they know that actually their love is the best. They know that you're not going to get this kind of love from anybody else. So they ask Krishna, what's wrong with our love? Why did you leave us like this? And then to reassure them, Krishna told them, Naparayam nidavadya samyujam swasadhu krityam vibhudaya sapiva yamabajam dujaya geha shinkalai samvichjaya tadvipratiyatu sadhuna. He said that your love is completely niravadya samyujam. It's spotless. Everybody else wants something. They're chanting Hare Krishna because they want a shiny red bicycle, or they want a beautiful girlfriend, or they want to be elected to some position, they want a job, they want something. And Krishna says, okay, what do you want? And he follows along behind you, they say, when you're doing Govardhan Parikrama, to see what your desire is. And he'll give you that thing. But the gopis, they don't want anything. But they do want something. They don't want anything for themselves. But what they want, very intensely, they want to please Krishna. How do you repay a debt to someone when that's all they want to do? They want to please you. And Krishna's promise in Gita, yayatam mam prapadyante, tam sataiva bhajamyaham. He's made this very solemn promise. I'll always reciprocate with anyone according to the way they approach me. But how does he reciprocate with the gopis when all that they want is to please him? So Krishna found himself in a dilemma. And he described himself to the gopis. He expressed his own inner frustration. He said, I'm a Rini. I'm a debtor. Nobody likes to be a debtor, in debt to someone else. And Krishna's nature, he's never in debt to anyone. He always reciprocates. This is his solemn promise. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. But with the gopis, he didn't have sufficient wealth to repay the debt that he had to them. He was unable to do it. So what do you do in such a situation? If you've borrowed a lot of money from some very angry person like Madhupuri Prabhu, a very dangerous person, and you're very nervous, what's he going to do? He's going to come and break my legs or something, you know. So then you try to get a job. So Krishna tried to get a job of love. He came, it's a long story. He came once dressed himself up as a lady and tried to become a maidservant to Srimati Radharani. It's a long story. And he was serving Radharani because he wanted to get this from her. He wanted to become her servant so that she would give him this love. But then Radharani realized who he was. Hey, you can't serve me. I serve you. So he couldn't get a job. That didn't work. So then what you do, if you can't get a job, you have to repay Madhupuri Prabhu. He's standing up back there now. He looks very angry. So then you have to go and you beg. So Krishna tried that. He tried begging from Radharani. He, please give me your bhav. And Radharani, she said, what do you want my bhav for? I'm called Pagalini Radha, mad woman. I roll on the ground and things. You don't want my love. No, no, I won't do this. So you have to repay your debt to Madhupuri Prabhu. You try to get a job. You can't get a job. You tried to borrow something from somebody. You tried to beg. You tried to borrow. That's not working. So then you only have one recourse left, isn't it? You have to steal. And Krishna is known as Chora Graganya. He's famous as the greatest of thieves. And Rupa Goswami, he describes in his Dvitiya Chaitanyashtakam that Rasastomam Ritva, that Krishna entered into the heart of Radharani. Now, that's very esoteric, far-out thing, isn't it? How does that work? In the book Embankment of Separation, which we've published, my Guru Maharaj gives a very wonderful explanation about that, which I'm just going to touch on very briefly. He says that he had to melt Radharani's heart. So if you're going to melt something, you have to apply heat. He applied Vipralamba Agni, or the fire of separation. And Radharani's heart melted. And then Krishna was able to enter into her heart. Krishna never actually left Vrindavan. He just entered into the heart of Radharani to steal that bhav. And when he stole that bhav, just like a bank robber goes into a bank and he breaks the safe, takes some money, he comes out, and then he wants to count it. When Krishna came out of the heart of Radha, he was very confused because everything had changed. Vrindavan was gone. And the Jamuna was gone, and the gopis were gone. And there was a bunch of fellows dancing on the bank of another river. And when he looked down at his skin, his Shyamavarna, his famous as Shyamasundar, had disappeared. And Shyamasundar had become Gaurasundar. And Vrindavan had become Mayapur. And instead of the Jamuna, there was the Ganga. Instead of the gopis dancing in Raslila, there were the devotees dancing in Sankirtan with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this verse, Napariyeham Nidavadyasam Yujam, Krishna gives a little hint how he can repay. He tells the gopis, I don't have the wealth to repay my debt to you. He says, Yapratiyatu Sadhuna. Let your own sadhuna, your own good behavior, repay you on its own. So indirectly, that is speaking about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because if I borrow money, if I borrow $1,000 from our angry Madhupuri Prabhu, and I have to repay it, and I tell him, well, Prabhuji, I don't have $1,000, but I can give you 1,000 rupees. Is that okay? Now, he might agree with that because he's actually a very gentle person. But no person would normally agree with that. They'll say, no, no, you have to pay me in like currency, in the same currency that you borrowed the debt in. So when Krishna has a debt of love, he has to repay that debt in the same currency that he borrowed it in. And the debt of love means, love means feelings. He has to experience the feelings of the gopis. To repay that debt, he has to experience what they experienced. Otherwise, how can he repay that? You have a debt of love to someone. You have to know what they were experiencing to repay that heartfelt feeling. So he came, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Surupam. He came with the mood and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. And he was trying to experience what that ecstasy of Radha is. And this was his primary desire. And it's a very long discussion. I only have a couple minutes. So there's a reason why he left Navadvipa and why he wasn't able to fulfill his desires there and why he came here to Jagannath Puri and why here in Puri he was able to fulfill his desire to taste Radha Bhav and not in Navadvipa. Maybe someone reminds us, maybe we'll speak about that some other time at length. It's a very esoteric but very important thing for us to understand. So he came here, if we're doing a drama, and I'm playing Ananda Murari Prabhu in the drama, and I go to him, I say, Prabhuji, we're doing this drama about your life. Can you please tell me about your inner ecstasies and your inner feelings? He may tell me, Prabhuji, I don't have any inner ecstasies. I don't have any inner feelings. He's a very humble person. He doesn't want to speak about that. So then what do I do? I have to play him in the drama. I need to go and find someone who may even know him better than himself. I may speak to his wife, some very intimate friend. So when Krishna wanted to taste the love of Radha, Radharani wasn't cooperating. Why do you want to taste my love for? Out of great humility, she was speaking like this. And so he took the help of Radharani's two most confidential sakis, Lalita and Vishakha, who came as Sarup Damodar and Roy Ramananda. And in the Gambira was like the stage of the drama. And they were singing these songs about Radha Bhav, and Mahaprabhu was understanding something about it. Now, when you have a stage, there's also a curtain. That curtain, we could compare to Chatak Parvat, this hill where we're sitting at today. And the original Radharani, in the form of Gadadhar Pandit, was sitting on the other side of that curtain and watching. And sometimes maybe giving some instruction, no, 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 more feeling, should be like this and this. And how was Gadadhar Pandit giving that instruction? Here at Tota Gopinath, he was reading Srimad Bhagavatam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's very interesting for us to note, what were they reading? Our acharyas have described, they were focused especially on two subject matters, Dhruva Charit, the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, and Prahlad Charit, the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. That doesn't sound so rustic. You would think they'd be reading Gopi Geet or something in the 10th canto. Why Prahlad and Dhruva Maharaj? There's both an external reason, a Bahiranga Karan, and an Antaranga Karan, an internal reason for this. The external reason is for Loka Siksha, to show us that Adavante Cha Madhye Cha Hari Saveshya Giyate, that in the beginning, the middle, and the end, the Srimad Bhagavatam is all about Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada told us many times, it's not that you jump to the 10th canto, but someone who can relish, Jiva Goswami, he speaks about the first verse of the Bhagavatam and he says, actually there's a whole story going on here and Lalita's there and Krishna's there and Krishna's playing his flute and the stone melts underneath his feet. And we're reading that and saying, we don't see that in that verse at all. But Jiva Goswami sees it. So such a personality they can see in the beginning, middle, and the end. And by emphasizing these particular pastimes, there's a lesson for us that we should relish Bhagavatam in any place. It's not that we just jump to the 10th canto. That's an external reason. But there's also an internal reason. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radha, and Radharani likes to hear Dhruva Charit and Prahlad Charit. Why? Because Radharani, you may know, she has a bit of a tough time. She's stuck with two ladies, Jatila and Kutila, her mother-in-law and her sister-in-law, and they're always keeping her away from Krishna, causing her so many troubles. And so Radharani, she relates to the stories of Prahlad and Dhruva. They had to go through so many difficulties. I'm also going through so many difficulties also. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming here to this place, between the Gambhir and coming here, and in this way he was able to fulfill his desire, his three inner desires, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kiddi Sovanayaiva Svadyo Yine Bhuta Madhuri Makiddi Sova Amadiya Sokyam Chasya Manana Bhavada Kiddi Samvitti Lobat Tadbhavaja Samajani Satchi Garba Sindhu Harindu. It would take a long time to explain. Sixth verse of Adi Leela. That he came for three reasons to taste three aspects of Radharani's love. And he was able to do that here in Jagannath Puri, and in particular in the Gambhira, with the help of Shubdhamara and Roy Ramananda, and here at the temple of Tota Gopinath. So again, for us, this is a kind of Alpha and Omega. This is the beginning. This is where it all began. Sriman Rasadasadam Bi Vamsi Vata Tatastita Karshan Venu Sunar Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha. Gopinath is the beginning of Gaura Leela. Because it was at that Rasa Stali that this conversation took place, and Krishna described to the gopis, Napariyeham Nidavadya Samyujam, I'm in your debt, I've become a Rini. And because of that debt, he had to come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience what Radharani experienced. And without experiencing what she has experienced, he wouldn't be able to repay that debt. And he wasn't able to experience that in Navadvipa. He wasn't even able to experience it in Vrindavan, but only here in Jagannath Puri Dham. So this is a very big question, why that was, and we'll try to address that in some later talks, because it's a very big subject matter. So this is the beginning, and it's also the end, because this is a place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concluded his pastimes. So Alpha and Omega. And another meaning of Alpha Omega is eternity. In Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that Gaura Leela is going on right now. And in one purport, it's in Madhya Leela, I'd have to show you later, Srila Prabhupada speaks about this thing. He says that those devotees who have become preachers and have dedicated their lives to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says they're Nitya Siddha. They've already entered into the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu right now. And so there's a connection between the temple of Tota Gopinath and this Purushottam Mat, the place of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and where he gave that order to Srila Prabhupada, go to the West and preach, and it'll be good for you, and it'll be good for the people who help you. This is the Alpha and the Omega. This is the beginning of our movement. Gopinath is the beginning, and Gopinath is the end. because Gauranga Mahaprabhu came as Mahaprabhu to repay his debt that happened as Gopinath. And then he entered into the body of Tota Gopinath. It's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And Alpha and Omega also mean eternity. It's going on right now. And that's a connection with this Purushottam Mutt. So I'd like to stop there. Time's a little short. We have to go back, so we're back there at 1 o'clock. Should we take any reflections or anything? Or should we just stop? I think it's a little late. Okay. Okay. So, thank you all very much for listening to my madness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. Sri Sri Radhalita Tota Gopinath Ju ki. Gopremanande. Vancha Kalpadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha.
Natari Armarman, 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 Natari Armarman.